Appendix Q, Petroleum Leaders Management Tool. This appendix provides a tool for petroleum leaders to manage petroleum operations in their organizations. This list is not all-inclusive. Basic principles. Are fuel hydrometers on hand? Are thermometers checked? Are API gravity tables 5 Bravo and 6 Bravo on hand? Is fuel API gravity corrected to 60 degrees Fahrenheit? Are fuels visually inspected prior to receipt? Is fuel handled in a single product system? Are fuels recirculated? Are packaged products inspected every 90 days? Does the unit have a SOP for packaged product management? Safety and security. Are fuel systems properly grounded? Are fire extinguishers accessible/available? Is fire extinguisher correct for class of fire? Are containers for rags and smoking material present in work areas? Are personnel properly trained in first aid procedures? Are control and security measures in place? Sampling and gauging. Is DD Form 2927, Petroleum and Lubricant Sample Identification Tag, completed and attached to sample submitted? Is a log of sample submissions maintained? Are laboratory analysis reports on hand? Are linear gauges taken to 1/8 inch? Are gauge readings repeated until two are the same? Are water finding and fuel finding pastes used? Are opening and closing gauges taken? Is DD Form 2921, Physical Inventory of Petroleum Products, prepared with gauge, API and temperature data and in file? Is volume correction applied to units whose capacity equals or exceeds 5,000 gallons? Filter separator. Is equipment properly grounded? Is date, month, and year of last change of filter coalescer elements stenciled on equipment? Have filter coalescer elements been changed within the past 36 months? Is a record of pressure differential gauge readings available? Are filter effectiveness samples submitted every 30 days for testing? Are sample reports, petroleum laboratory report, on file? Field operations. Are support requirements, material handling equipment, trailers, rail, and fuel vehicles coordinated? Is area sufficient for equipment? Are low areas avoided for fuel storage? Is location reasonably level? Are berm liners, drip pans, spill kits, to include absorbent materials, grounding rods, and fire extinguishers in place? Is traffic flow one-way and signs posted? Quality surveillance. Are products recirculated? Are fuel handling systems inspected? Is sampling referenced in unit SOP? Are samples submitted for testing? Is a fuel sample log maintained by the unit? Are lab reports reviewed and on hand? If aviation, is water detector test performed and log maintained? Environmental protection. Does the unit have reporting procedures in their SOP? Are procedures for various operational environments listed in the unit SOP? Is the environmental engineer's contact information on hand? Is containment and cleanup equipment for field operating environments listed in unit SOPs and on hand? Does the unit SOP account for local, state, and host nation environmental requirements? Accountability. Are gains and losses reviewed and within tolerance levels? Are fleet credit card and air card on the unit property account? Is the unit SOP on fuel accountability current? Is accounting receipt and issue documents filled out and on hand in accordance with the regulation? Is volume correction applied to units whose capacity equals or exceeds 5,000 gallons? Are inventories conducted and documented? Is the monthly fuel report and adjustment action completed in accordance with the regulation? Is the fuel report submitted within 3 working days to the approving authority for action?